On the first Sunday of Advent this year, speaking in St. Peter's Square at his Angelus address, Pope Francis said, "We are well aware that life is made up of highs and lows, of lights and shadows. Each one of us experiences moments of disappointment, of failure, and being lost. Moreover, the situation we are living in, marked by the pandemic, generates worry, fear, and discouragement in many people. We run the risk of falling into pessimism, the risk of falling into closure and apathy. How should we react in the face of all this?" Psalm 33:20-21 suggests, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name." That is, the soul awaiting, confidently waiting for the Lord, allows us to find comfort and courage in the dark moments of our lives. And what gives rise to this courage and this trustful pledge? Where do they come from? They are born of hope, and hope does not disappoint. That virtue that leads us ahead, looking at the encounter with the Lord. Advent is a continuous call to hope. It reminds us that God is present in history to lead it to its ultimate goal and to lead us to its fullness, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. God is present in the history of humanity. He is God with us. God is not distant. He is always with us, to the extent that very often he knocks on the door of our heart. God walks beside us to support us. The Lord does not abandon us. He accompanies us through the events of our lives to help us discover the meaning of the journey, the meaning of everyday life, to give us courage when we are under duress or when we suffer. In the midst of life's storms, God always extends his hand to us and frees us from threats. This is beautiful. In the book of Deuteronomy, there is a very beautiful passage in which the prophet says to the people, "For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us? No one. Only we have this grace of having God close to us. We await God. We hope that he manifests himself, but he too hopes that we manifest ourselves to him."